Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and today we are going to be looking at Libsyn versus Blueberry, podcast hosting for savvy podcasters. Libsyn versus Blueberry, which is better? Well, you are at the point where podcast hosting research, where you've been to that particular point of research, and you want to understand the difference between Libsyn and versus Blueberry. Maybe you are at the start of the journey and two friends or colleagues recommended two different podcast hosts to you. One told you that the best one is Libsyn, and the other told you how they had a great experience, for example, with Blueberry. And you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. The truth is, every podcast host has its advantages as well as its disadvantages. Luckily for you, I have tried five of them and maybe six at this point, and I eventually chose one. Well, I chose two, and then I eventually boiled down to one because I was paying for two for a couple of months before I took advantage of one. So in this particular podcast, I will outline the advantages and the disadvantages as well as help you understand why you should choose one over the other. Unfortunately, the final decision will be up to yourself, so I can only leave that for you to decide. So what is podcast hosting anyway? Well, if you want to start a podcast, one of the essential elements you will need is to place or store your podcast episodes in a public place so that people can access it. This particular place where you store your podcast episodes or your audio recording is called a podcast host. They give you the ability to upload a recording of your podcast so that your audience can access it. Some podcast hosts give you other added benefits like analytics, submission to other podcast directories, and even the ability to host live shows. You will need to spend some time thinking about the format of your show, where your listeners hang out, the kind of analytics you need, the average length of each episode, post-production, as well as your budget. Once you have this ironed out in your head and on paper, then you can spend some time looking at the pros and cons of each podcast host and make a shortlist. So why choosing the best podcast host is important? Well, finding the best podcast host for you and your business is important because podcasting is not a done in one thing. In fact, depending on your show, it is something that you will do every day or maybe every week or every month. You will also need to consider the time it takes to go from idea to the finished audio file. In other words, the entire process from start to finish. If the experience of recording your podcast and then the post-production is too tedious, you can be a bit turned off by the whole podcast process or even by your podcast host. My biggest challenge when it came to podcasting was getting the post-production right. Of course, the quality of the input is important. What happens after you record your first podcast? Who will clean up the recording for you? What should they use? What is the cost of post-production? Whether you do it yourself or someone else does it. And how will your podcast be hosted? So looking at how your podcast is hosted is important because you need to be able to visualize the end product and what the user or the listener's experience would be like. Have you considered the show notes, for example? What about the images? Will the file be too big for users to download on their mobile phones? Because a lot of people download from their mobile devices. What about the quality of the audio? What file format is best for your listeners? Podcast hosting can be easy if you can visualize the final output and try to ensure that it looks very much like you imagine it to be. If you decide to do interviews, for example, this brings an added level of complexity into the four, especially when your guest is like 5,000 miles away in another country. Is the broadband connection of your guests strong enough to produce the audio quality that you need for your podcast? Does your guest or will your guest have a special podcasting mic? So much to consider. If your podcast host, or sorry, guest, should I say, isn't going to be coming across really clearly on your podcast, it sounds a bit muffled or grainy, it is going to take some time to clean up that interview to make it sound good. So let's look at Blueberry podcast hosting to start off with. Before we look at the Libsyn versus Blueberry argument, we spent some time looking at Blueberry podcast hosting. One reason why I use it is because it integrates really well with WordPress. The Blueberry plugin allows you to your website to integrate with the hosting platform. It's great because it means less work for you. You don't have to go on and download it and upload it and cross-upload it somewhere else, etc. Podcast analytics, super important. Blueberry offers analytics that comes as standard that gives you the ability to see downloads by country, by device, by region, by platform, by episode, and by the clients. The clients meaning the device. The podcast client. So you have your device, you've got a platform, which is the operating system of the computer or the device, and then you have the actual client that they actually use to download it from. So would it be from iTunes or some other device or client, or client is what it's actually called. A shocking 41% of downloads for my particular podcast actually happens on desktop, which for me is very surprising. I didn't think that would actually happen. And that's probably one of the reasons why I stuck with where I am. So podcast plans. So Blueberry offers four hosting plans ranging from $12 a month to $80 a month, which is very affordable. The smallest plan comes with 100 megs of storage per month. And the largest storage is 1,000 megs per month. Just to give you a feel for what that looks like, 30 minutes of audio is about 45 megs of storage, depending on the file type and the quality of the audio that you produce. So if you produce one podcast episode a month, the $12 plan will suit you fine. But if you're like me and you produce one a week, that will equate, because my podcast can range from 25 minutes to 40 minutes. So my podcast storage requirement will range from 200 megs, 250 megs is what I would need to continue producing my show once a week. So the next plan up is the best one for me. Podcast distribution. So this is quite important, something that you probably would not consider normally. But Blueberry gives you the ability to submit your show to iTunes, which is vitally important. Although I can never get the iTunes play button to work on anybody's podcast, but the point is it's there. You gives you the option to submit to Spotify, and you need to ensure you follow the rules very carefully to experience success. So getting into these different distribution directories is so very important, but follow the rules. You also have the Blueberry directory, podcast hosting directory. I think they've got the largest amount of podcasts that they host for any podcast hosting provider. Migration service, super important. If you need to migrate from one podcast host to another, Blueberry offers the ability to easily migrate from another provider. The ability to generate an income. You have the ability to run advertisements, for example, on your podcast via Blueberry. You have the option to do this. You will need to apply separately, so it is not automatic. You don't automatically get in to have ads running on your podcast if that's what you want to do. I personally don't do it. As you can hear, there are no ads. You'll also need to apply. You also need to ensure that you have a certain amount of downloads every month. Although they say, it doesn't really matter how many, but for it to be worth your while, you know, probably 100 downloads per episode is probably what you would be needing. They will handle all of the logistics for yourself, which is great. If you want even more distribution channels, so for example, you want your episode to be aired on iHeartRadio, Kindle Fire, Amazon, Alexa, Sonos, and Shoutcast, Blueberry gives you the option for an extra $40 a month. You can get access to distribute to a whole host of other distribution channels. So, now that we know what is the standard things to look out for, let's look at Libsyn versus Blueberry. So as I mentioned earlier on this particular podcast, I have the privilege of hosting in the past Libsyn and Blueberry. So I did Libsyn a few months back, and I also did Blueberry. In the end, I decided to go for Blueberry because of a number of reasons. Libsyn is cheaper, which I was really excited about because, hey, who doesn't want to save money? And their cost-effective package gives you a whopping 400 megabytes a month for only $20, which is amazing. I wanted to just get on board and use their service. However, after I joined, I discovered that they did not have a WordPress plugin that was similar to Blueberry, so I needed to format my show notes twice. It felt like I was running two separate blogs for the same show. So I had to format my show notes or blog posts on WordPress. And then I had to, when you go into Libsyn, there's actually a whole blank page where you have to fill in information. So you can't leave it blank. You have to basically fill out all the details. And I was just like, no, that's not for me. WordPress plugin has improved over the last 12 months, but I'm still not happy with entering information twice for the same show. I have no idea why this was happening to me, but I had zero downloads for the 30 days that I was hosting my podcast on Libsyn. Zero downloads. Consider that for a second. I thought that was very weird, but that's what my experience has been. It could be because Blueberry and Spreaker, which I use as well, were more popular podcast directories compared to Libsyn. I don't know. But zero downloads made me very uncomfortable. So when migrating to an existing show to Libsyn, be sure to contact support in advance to help you move without using up your monthly megabytes allowance. So for example, I've got over 60 episodes. If I move to Libsyn now, it will just eat up my 400 megs in one go. Boom. But what they've advised you to do is to go contact support, and then they will help you migrate either by you getting the free package, like 1,000 megabytes of hosting for 30 days, and then you can downgrade then to a cheaper package, or they have other ways of helping you do that. But that's a big killer when it comes to migrating to Libsyn. That's just the way they do it. When I migrated, I had a few episodes missing as well. So I guess my experience wasn't that great with Libsyn altogether. They do offer a number of helpful webinars too. I found their webinars really helpful. They've got a lot of videos on YouTube as well that will teach you all about the best tools to use pre and post production, as well as a lot of other tips and tricks. So other podcast hosts and tools that I have used. Are you ready? I did use a number of other podcast hosts that were great, but not good enough for me. And my blog, as well as the way I work. It is important for you, obviously, to take time and take into account the logistics of producing your show. It's not an easy feat, I have to tell you, but once you do it every week, then you know what you have to do. You know what much time you need to set aside to get it done, and then it becomes second nature to you. So the other tools and hosts that I've used are Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, Smart Podcast Player. So it's a player by Smart Passive Income, as far as I remember, and Pod Hero, Zencastr, and I've also have an account with Podbean, which looks exciting, but there are some drawbacks. So Spreaker is also great. podcast host. They even have a desktop app, which I've used, amazing, as well as a mobile app for recording your podcast, giving you the ability to record your podcast from anywhere and anytime from any device. It is even great if you're doing a guest interview because they have the ability to patch into Skype, called the Spreaker desktop application. Each Spreaker is given their own channel. The analytics is also quite good and it gives you even more statistics compared to Blueberry and Libsyn. They don't have WordPress plugin like Blueberry, so I needed to leave that service for my own sanity. Next up then is Blog Talk Radio. Really, really sophisticated podcast host because they have the ability to do live shows. So if you're into doing live shows, Blog Talk Radio is the one you want to look for. It gives you the opportunity to easily have guests on your show and they will dial in using a special telephone number. So they'll dial in and the both of you join up on the show. No need for Skype or anything like that. You just dial in using the telephone number that they've given both of you to dial in. No real integration with WordPress, which is disappointing. It also was a bit glitchy when it came to categorizing my podcast properly, which made me a little bit uncomfortable. Smart Podcast Player, although it's not a podcast host, it is actually a player that allows you, apparently, they've claimed that it actually gives you more downloads. It's a great little add-on. I could not justify spending an additional monthly payment just for fancy player. I tried it and my downloads were exactly the same, so I stopped using them. Pod Hero is a service that I subscribe to, but never got upgraded to the paid version, so I requested a refund on that one. So Zencastr I used back in 2017 for separate guest interview shows, and it was okay. I guess I was expecting more from the post-production because they claim to give you a really good post-production quality show once you've done the recording. And I didn't find that it actually gave me a good quality show, recording at the end. So I actually had to outsource my post-production to a professional. So, I mean, you can experiment. They actually have a free option available, so you can try it and see how that works for you. So in terms of my secret podcasting tools, I have been a podcast host for over a year and I have learned so much when it comes to pre and post production. I actually enjoy podcasting as it's a great way to offer my audience another way they can consume my content and gives me the confidence to do audio recordings every single week. It's great. So here are the tools that I use every single week. My Apple AirPods. So I don't actually have a podcast mic yet. I may get one soon, but let's leave that there. I also then use Filmora. So once I've recorded the podcast, I actually use QuickTime to record the podcast. Then once I've saved that, I upload it to Filmora, where I do the post-production or part of the post-production. The intro music, the outro music, and the actual podcast recording. I save that as an MP3, then I upload that then to Auphonic. That's Auphonic. And what it does, it actually levels out the volume all the way through from start to finish. So making the, and also obviously do removing noise reduction and all sorts of other things. And that one is free as well. Filmora, I think, is a paid. QuickTime is free for me because I use a Mac. Then I upload that once it's finished and downloaded. I also put obviously the description, the meta tags, etc., using Auphonic. Once I've done that, now it's the final post-production item of an audio file. I download that, upload that to Blueberry and get the link and insert that then into my WordPress plugin. And that's it. That's the tools that I use. I hope that was kind of useful for you. It works for me because, like I said, I don't want to spend ages and ages recording a podcast and getting it to the final product. So this works perfectly for me for now. And I guess there are other ways of doing what I do. If you can afford it, I advise you to get a podcast mic. But if you can't afford it, and you don't have the space to set up it permanently, that's the next thing as well. Because once you're recording a podcast using a podcast mic, you need to have a specific place in a room that is well padded with curtains and cushions and stuff to avoid that kind of echoey sound. So that's probably another reason why I actually don't have a podcast mic, like a full working podcast mic with pop filter and the arm and the stand and all of that. I just don't have the space to do that. That is soundproof, so to speak. You can stick to the Apple AirPods, or you can use, I actually also have a Rode lavalier mic that you can stick onto your clothing and record remotely. It doesn't have to be, you know, at home on your laptop. You can record using your iPhone. Filmora is great for editing your audio and video. When I tell you, I tried all kinds of different ways to do post-production. I've tried it. I've tried, what's it called? GarageBand. I've tried so many different ones. I'm sort of running out of the names now. And none of them. Audacity. I tried Audacity. I've tried so many things, and it just didn't work for me. In the end, I even used iMovie, which is what Mac has. Wasn't that actually worth the while? So I'm ending up using Filmora. Orphonic, which is, it's great. Taking your audio recording from good to great. It fixes all the audio levels, and it gives you the pitch and the file size and everything that you need. No problem at all. And I still use Blueberry for my podcast host. I wish there was one that was similar to Blueberry that has a mix of Blueberry, Podbean, and some elements of Spreaker all included in the one. But I'm yet to find that particular podcast host that offers all of those in one. I just upload to Blueberry, place my link in WordPress host, and that's it. WordPress plugin, should I say, and I'm ready to go. Okay, so I've included in the show notes Libsyn versus Blueberry versus Podbean comparison chart. I probably should add a fourth one, which is Spreaker. But I'll stick with three for now. The ones that are the three of them that is so very compelling, in my opinion, that would give you a lot that you need. The only advantage that Spreaker has over these three is that Spreaker seem to have a very active audience for whatever reason. I still haven't figured out why. That is outside of iHeartRadio now. Just on the when you put up your stuff on Spreaker, you seem to get a lot of engagement or a lot of downloads. And I still haven't figured out why. I have to do more research into why. Speaking for downloads, in spite of all the hassle of doing post-production, then you can go for Spreaker. But if you want a sort of controlled way of producing podcasts every single week or every single day or every 2 days, the three options you look at is Libsyn, Blueberry, and Podbean. If you're visual like me, you may want to see the side-by-side comparison before you make your final decision. So I've taken the time to map out a comparison table for your convenience and help you to complete your due diligence of three different services. So Libsyn, I have the starting price is $5 a month. You get 50 meg monthly storage. You get iTunes submission included, easy upload of files, easy integrates with WordPress.org. Site with using a plugin. You get a distribution to iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play. Okay, so that's Libsyn. This is what you can get when you subscribe to Libsyn. Blueberry is what I would call the medium range one between the two, between Libsyn and Podbean. It comes with 100 meg at $12 a month, 100 meg monthly storage. You get iTunes submission as standard, easily uploads audio file, easily integrates with WordPress.org, distribution to iHeartRadio, Spotify is free, Stitcher and TuneIn is free. Sonos and Apple TV will be an extra, as well as iHeartRadio will be an extra $40 a month. And the ability to participate in ad campaigns is so important as well for some people. If they've got a lot of downloads and they want to make money from their podcast using ads, that's available in Blueberry as well. And then the third and final one, as I said, it's Podbean. Simple, fast, low cost. For pro bloggers, it's $14 a month. you get unlimited storage. So this is why it's such an attractive offer compared to the other two. Your iTunes submission is included. You can easily upload the audio files, but you have to upload it to Podbean itself, not to a separate, to Podbean itself, but doesn't have the WordPress plugin. Actually, WordPress plugin is about 1 year old, so it's very old WordPress plugin, so it probably would actually cause your site to be buggy. Plugins should be updated more frequently than that. And the reviews on the plugins, not very good at all. There are no distribution channels listed, which I thought was really weird, because they seem to be a very good host, but they don't seem to distribute to the standard Spotify's, iHeartRadio's, Sonos, Apple TV, none of those. It just isn't included at all anywhere on their site. And I've actually logged into the backend because I have an account, because they actually have a list of my hosts from when I was with Spreaker for some weird reason. The ability to participate in ad campaigns is available as well. And the one thing that they have that none of the others have is the ability to set up what they call a patron donation. So if you want people to patronize your podcast, they have that facility that you can do right there on their account. Other than that, you'll have to log into Patreon, which is a separate site, but they've got it as standard built in to their podcast hosting. So as you can see, you really need to spend time considering the best option for your business when choosing a podcast host. If you plan to have WordPress.org as your blog and you want to work the podcast into the site, so you have it all integrated as one, then Libsyn or Blueberry will be suitable for you. But if you just want to have a standalone podcast that is separate from your blog and separate from your website, and it's just a place that everybody goes to listen to your podcast, you do have a embed code available from Podbean, and all of them actually have the ability to embed a code. But if you want it totally standalone, you don't need it to integrate with your WordPress whatever at all, and you actually don't even have a WordPress blog, that then any of the three will suit you fine. Your podcast will need show notes, so do consider that. You can put show notes in all three of them. So show notes will have all the different content that you mentioned on the podcast, as well as links to external content. So you need to create that as well. For me, it's easy because I run a blog, and the blog content doubles as the show notes as well. So in conclusion, podcast hosting could be as simple or as complex as you want it to be. It really depends on logistics of taking the show from idea to published. There are so many options available, which can be quite confusing. Trust me, I know. For the podcaster to choose from, the important thing to remember is your return on investment. Podbean seems like such an attractive option because of the patron elements. So people can actually sponsor your podcast. Spreaker, on the other hand, auto-publishes to Sonos, YouTube, iHeartRadio. There's a waiting period for iHeartRadio. Is one where I receive the most downloads. However, their WordPress plugin is less to be desired. There isn't an option for revenue share for publishers outside of the US on Spreaker. And you don't have a facility where people can sponsor your podcast either. So you have to sort of weigh up the options. So for now, I will stick with Blueberry, since logistically it works for me. I can easily pay for three different hosts, but that is not a financially sound decision to make. So end of the day, which option will you choose? Do share your decision with us in the comments below. That brings us to the end of today's podcast. Remember to subscribe to Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be able to be first to hear about all the entrepreneurial and digital world, marketing world. Your review of this particular podcast is vital to keep us up and running in the next 12 to 24 months. So please remember to leave us a positive review on iTunes, Spotify, or one of the other podcast players out there. In case you missed it, check out the previous podcast on how to monetize your blog to $25,000 a month and how to find profitable untapped niches. I actually have a podcast that covers that. If you want to take advantage of some free traffic from Pinterest, check out my Pinterest SEO tips. And if you're a startup or small business, be sure to look at the virtual assistant packages I have available, where I can help you complete such tasks as social media marketing, blogging, keyword research, Pinterest account management. You can have a look at the packages available. I've left a link in the show notes. Finally, do you want to pick my brain for 15 minutes? You can book some time in my calendar where I'll give you 15 minutes of coaching for free, covering blogging, digital marketing, podcasting, Pinterest account management, or keyword research. Until next time, enjoy the rest of the day and the rest of the week. Bye for now.